Okay, gentlemen, last time we learned, we studied the Heiliger double dip of Tzadi Dalet Se'if Beis, which is that according to the Mechaber, if I double dip a spoon, the Milchik spoon, into a Fleishig pot, I need Beis Pa'amim Shishim, but the Ramah paskins that you don't need Beis Pa'amim Shishim, because L'cha'ira, we have this Svara of the Trumas Hadeshen, which is a twofold or two possibility Svara. Possibility number one within the Trumas Hadeshen is that Balua is not going to be Basar B'cholov, that the din, the Balua, if I have a Milchig spoon and then I stick into Fleishig pot, so it can't become Basar B'cholov because it's not like a real piece of cheese, it's not like real milk, it's just Balua of milk and it can't become Basar B'cholov. The second svara of the Trumas Hadeshen L'cha'ira is that kol zman it is in the pot, it is not basar b'cholov because of the svara of makushar. And when I take the spoon out of the pot, already it has the din of a kli sheni, and as a kli sheni, it can't become basar b'cholov. These are the two svaras of the Trumas Hadeshen. Now it's worth noting that the Shach pulls a fast one on us. No. Because as we know, the Shach is the smartest person ever. And the Shach basically tells us, within the Pshat of the Rambah, he quotes, well, many poskim say that Balua, we don't say Chanan, etc. And that's what the Trumas Hadeshen says. And even though we say that L'chumra Balua does become Chanan, Mikol Makayim, B'kahai Gavna Ein Lahachmir. Now, what the Shach means with that line, "B'kahai gavne in lahachmir," is l'chora, since this is a situation of an iser d'rabbanan only, like the Prima Gadim pointed out that the entire iser in the double dip, in the worst case scenario, the Prima Gadim said, is only going to be d'rabbanan because it's a min b'mino. Since it's only Dirabbanan, therefore we can rely on the fact that there is no Chanan on the Balua. That's the beginning of Shach Sifkat and Vav. But then the Shach Sifkat and Vav adds a Nakuda, and he writes, Va'afilu b'isr atzmo shenofal l'kedei rekam pa'amim kaimelon de'ein sarech ela pam achas shishim okildo kamon simen sadiches soif sifdalid b'hagav. Says the Shach, I have another reason why you only need Pamachas Shishim. Because the Ramah paskins in Sadiches Soif Se'if Dalid, that let's say I have an Isser, I have a piece of Chelev that falls into the Kedera. So I need Shishim Keneged the Chelev. Let's say I take that Chelev out of the Kedera and it falls in again. So in that case, the Ramah says, I only need Pamachas Shishim. Nishalat HaSheila, why is that Pamachas Shishim? L'cha'ira, I should need Beis Pa'amim Shishim. Pamachas to be Mevatel, the original Chelev. Pam Shniya to be Mevatel, the heter that went into the Chelev and is Nasus Nevela. So l'cha'ira, I should need Shnei Pa'amim Shishim. Nonetheless, says the Ramah, in Seif, inside the Chesif Sif Dalet, that you don't need Shnei Pa'amim Shishim. Pam Achas Shishim is enough. And says the Shach over here that maybe we could have a different Svara, a Svara Nitvi the Trumas Hadeshen, a Svara that says that you only need Pam Achas Shishim because having the spoon go in twice is lo gara than having the piece of meat, the treif meat, go in twice. And just like by the treif meat, pam achas shishim is enough, so also here, pam achas shishim is enough. Ad kan divrei Hashach. Now this is already interesting, because l'cha'ora hagufa, right, kashalan. What's the pshat in the Ramah in Sadiches Se'if Dalet, right? How come when the piece of chela falls into the kedera, take it out, it falls in again, how come I don't need Shnei Pa'amim Shishim? And don't tell me it's because of Trumas Hadeshen reasons. Don't tell us because of Trumas Hadashin reasons, because L'cha'ora, the Svara of Mekushar, was never formulated by Eichlem. And the Svara that we don't say Chanan on Balua is a Dinin Balua Shebekalim. Right? But in this case, it's in the Eichel, so there's no Din of Balua Shebekali. So why would it be that I don't say Chanan? How come you don't have to have Shnei Po'amim Shishim? This is the Shaila. So look in the Gra. Right? The second smartest person in humanity's history, as we know, was Elijah Kramer of Vilna, 1720 to 1797. So it turns to Tzadiches Sif Dalid, the Gra Os Chav. The Gra writes, he quotes, even though we should say that it's Nas in the Vela, nonetheless, Hatam, the Oisai Habalua, Heavy, Bikidera, Min, Bimino, Ubikahaigah, Na Ukma, Ad Oraisa, Beruba, Kimashakasa, Harash, Rakarakit Hanasha, Dimin, Bimino, Bishishim, is a Gezera, Atu, She'eno, Mino, Maja Inkin, Bikahaigah, Na Dileka Lamigzar, Di E Efsha, but also Kedera Ella the Minoi, but Ayan Shah, Simon Sadidal, and Sif Cotton Hay. Right? He sends us to Arshach. What's the Gra saying? The Gra, I think, is saying Azoi. The Chaylev that falls into the Kedera, you have to be Mvatal Mashishim. The Chaylev in the Kedera then absorbs whatever was in that Kedera beforehand. No? Kosher Raitiv is absorbed into that Chaylev, right? Now it becomes Chanan when it's in the Kedera. But that material that was just absorbed into the Chaylev is considered Min Bimino. It is Min Bimino with the stuff that's in the Kedera, no? It fell into the Kedera. And it was absorbed. No, here. Right? My cell phone falls into the pot. So the raita that's in the pot is absorbed in my cell phone. Now, it falls in a second time. Whatever the raita is in this piece of chaylev, it's min b'minai with the stuff in the pot. And min b'minai is going to be batel b'raiv, and for sure you have rov against it. Elamai, you're going to tell me that min b'minai is not batel b'raiv. But that's a din d'rabbanan, a gezera atu min b'she'eno mino. But when it falls in the same pot twice, there's no gezera atu min b'she'eno mino. And therefore the Gra says, you can be mekel, like the Rama writes in Tzadiches, se'if dalet, you can be mekel that when the same piece of meat falls in the kedera twice, all you need is pam achas shishim. Nachon? Now, what this really means, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, the Prima Godim has a different Hesper over here, right? I'm not going to go into the Prima Godim because I think the Gra is enough, right? Telling you the differences between the Gra and the Prima Godim would just complicate things. If you want, you could look in our dear beloved friend, the Badei HaShulchan, and I think the Badei HaShulchan, I think it's in Sivkatin, I don't remember where, but the Badei HaShulchan has it, and in the Megillah Sefer, page Ayin Hey, he has it also. They're two separate Perushim, but what the Shach by us is saying, in Sadi Dalet Sifkat and Hey, what the Shach is saying is ostensibly that I don't paskin like the Trumas Hadashen's reasons, no? This is what I mean, that the Shach is pulling a fast one on us. Right, the Ramah over here in Darkei Moshe, and the footnotes on the Ramah say, the reason why the double dip of the spoon only requires Pam Achas Shishim is because that's the Trumas Hadeshen. Says the Shach, no siree. There is another reason, Tzadi Chesed If Dalid, that even if the same piece of meat will fall in twice, Pam Achas Shishim would be enough. So the Shach is saying that we don't really hold like the Trumas Hadeshen, right? Meaning, Balua, we say Chanan, and the Svar of Mekushar, Mehecha Tesi.
Right? This Sar Makusha combined with the fact that you pull out becomes a Kli Sheni, Mehecha Tesi. That's what the Shach is saying. Who says that that's correct? Now, why is this relevant? So besides the fact that this completely changes everything you've been thinking about for the last 2 days, and that's why it's relevant, but it's also relevant now when we go weiter and we encounter Se'if Gimel. Hi. Ready, gentlemen? This is going to be geschmack. Se'if Gimel. I stick a milchige spoon into a fleshige pat, and there is shishim kineged the milchiks in the spoon. Shishim of basar kineged the milchiks. So what's the din? The din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, relatively understandable. The din is that the food is mutter, because there's shishim kineged the milk, the food is mutter. The kedera is muteres, because there's shishim kineged the chalav in the spoon, so the kedera is muteres, but the spoon becomes usser. The spoon becomes usser. And that spoon is usser to use, beinim basar, beinim chalav. The spoon is usser to use, sai with meat, sai with milk. It was milchiks beforehand. Now it is fleishik. That means the spoon is a basar b'chalav dikas spoon. It's a basar b'chalav dikas spoon. You can't use that milchiks and fleishiks. Says the shach and sifkat in tes, you can't use that spoon with pariv either. Basar b'chalav spoon, right? Food is kosher, pot is kosher, spoon is shreif. Beautiful. Everyone jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels. What the heck is going on here? According to Judaism, as explained in the Trumas Hadeshen, so the spoon never becomes basar b'chalav. No? Because kol zman that the milchik spoon is in the fleshig pat, so whatever fleshiks goes into the spoon is mekushar with the other fleshiks in the pat. And it doesn't become basar b'chalav in the pat. When I pull the spoon out, it now has a din of a kli sheni, and it shouldn't be basar b'chalav. So why is it usher to use the spoon? Right? Beinim basar, beinim chalav. That I understand on some level. Because the spoon was mochik beforehand. So I can't use it with fleishiks. The spoon now became fleishik. Right? So I can't use it with milchiks. But why on earth would the Shach say that I can't use the spoon with pariv? The spoon is not basar b'chalav, because I have a svara of mekushar, together with the fact that when I pull it out, kli sheni, often in the Trumas Hadeshen from the last sif, the spoon should never become basar b'chalav. So why is it that I'm not allowed to use the spoon with pariv? Think about this kasha, because this is, gentlemen, mamish as geshmak as eating a piece of basar b'chalav. If you want to know how I know basar b'chalav tastes like, kichal. That's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made it. Yes. Ben, what do you have to say?
Maybe when you put the spoon in the hot par, the blios will be pulled from the spoon and will be made basar
b'chalav. Oh, you hear what he's saying? The spoon is not basar b'chalav. But the spoon is milchik and fleshik. When I stick the spoon into the pariv pat, so then, when I stick the spoon into the pariv pat, so then the basar and chalav comes out of the spoon in a kli rishon, and it makes basar b'chalav in the pariv pat, not that the spoon was basar b'chalav beforehand. Right? That's your taina, and that's brilliant. That's brilliant. That's what the Chavos Das is in Sifchat and Vav. But then, here's the problem. Then I should not need shishim kineged the full volume of the spoon. I should only need shishim kineged the volume of chatzi hakaf. Because if the spoon became shreif al tzchanan, I have to be mevatel the entire spoon. Dem ganze lefel, I have to be mevatel. But now, the spoon is not basar b'chalav. Narvas, there was chalav in the spoon beforehand, and now there's basar in the spoon. So I have to mevatel the amount of chalav, or the amount of basar. I'm not going to have more than 50% chalav or more than 50% basar, because there's a limit to the volume of the spoon. So all I should need to be mevatel is kineged chetzi hakaf. And it's clear from this entire se'if that you need shishim kineged koyel hakaf. And if I'm a trumas hadashen Jew, I should not need kineged kol hakaf. However, ready? Since the shach fundamentally does not paskin like the trumas hadashen, kemosha he arinu from sif katin vav, that the shach is saying that the reason for the ramah by the double dip is because even basar that falls in twice, you don't need it. So memeila, we could say, oh, I don't tell like the trumas hadashen, and therefore I don't tell that the svar makushar, and I don't tell that becomes a cliche when I pull it out. So therefore, it became basar b'chalav in the spoon, and therefore I can't use the spoon in a hot parif pot afterwards, and I need shishim kenegan the entire spoon. Sfosayim yishak meshiv dvarav nechayinim. No, this is good. Effectively, what we're arguing is, as a gentleman, we are arguing that even though simple Judaism would be, right, today is advanced Judaism. Simple Judaism is that you hold like the Trumas Hadashen. But advanced Judaism says that is not at all the pshat. At least the way the Halak Shach had galant, right, had galant. That's not the pshat. The pshat is Ramot Tzadiches Sifdalet, a new pshat in Gansen. Good? Bozeh Yesh la'ayin B'divrei harav chamudei Daniel Shehuva dvorav B'pischei tshuva sifkotin Dalet. Okay, ready? Let's say I take a spoon, milchig a spoon. I stick the milchig a spoon into a fleshig a pot, and there's shishim kenegdai. And then I take that milchig a spoon, and I stick it into a second fleshig a pot. That does not have shishim kenegdai. And then I take that same spoon, and I stick it back in the original fleshig a pot that has shishim kenegdai. Says the Chamudei Daniel, I need Shnei po'amim shishim. I need Shnei po'amim shishim. Why do you need Shnei po'amim shishim? Take the spoon, right? If I would double dip the spoon in the pot, pamachat shishim is enough according to the Ramah. So now just because I stuck it into another pot that does not have shishim, why do I need Shnei po'amim shishim? The teretz is that spoon now absorbed a new iser because the spoon goes into a pot that does not have shishim. It makes that pot treif. And then the tarfis goes back into that original spoon. And now I have to be mevatel that original spoon the second time. No? That's what the Chamudei Daniel is saying. Okay, got it? Again. Take a spoon, stick it into a fleshig pot, milchig spoon and fleshig pot. It's batul b'shishim. Great. Take the same spoon, stick it into another pot that does not have shishim. So now, that spoon absorbed treif. Then when I stick it back into the original pot, so I need to be mevatul shnei po'amim shishim, pam rishayna for the cholav of the tchiva rishayna, Pamishaniya for the tarfis that came into the spoon in the second pot when there was no shishim. That's the Chamudei Daniel. Correct?
What are you putting it into the second time?
The second time, I put it back in the original pot. Pot one has shishim. Pull it out. Put it into a different pot that has paches mishishim. Right? So now, because it's in the second pot that's paches mishishim, now the spoon becomes treif. Then when I put the spoon back in the original pot, right, so I need Shnei Po'amim Shishim. Right? This is all in the Chamudei Daniel Ksav Yad, which, by the way, they republished. No?
I taught a chassid like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. So he gave me a gift, and I taught him. He gave me the Chamudi Danio, came out as a sefer. They found the Ksav Yad. The Pizchi Tshuva keeps on calling the Chamudi Danio Ksav Yad, no? But they actually published a sefer now. Mr. Press, how are you, sir?
Question for all the Shnei Ta'amim and Shishim pieces, but specifically this one. How many times have you actually measured that? Like, what percent of the spoon, especially just considering that...
Displacement.
Yeah, but especially considering that the milk, it's A, milk, and then it's milk and meat combined. So obviously some of the combined meat and milk is also coextensive with the initial milk. So shouldn't that also kind of eat into the shape of the milk together?
Maybe, but again, we're assuming that the entire spoon becomes suffused with... Basar b'chalav.
Yeah.
So I have to be mevatel the volume of basar b'chalav in the entire spoon, and the reason I have to be mevatel the volume of chalav in the original spoon is probably going to be not 120, it's probably going to be 119, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, yeah, because obviously like a lot of times we're not dealing with actual measurements, but if you want to at least pretend that we are, which it seems like it actually from what I've heard him say, then like the initial milk is a large part of the latter, second,
or basar b'chalav. But it's not considered min b'min. Well, again, we pass it, even min b'mino does require shishim.
Yeah.
So it's not like, it, albeit midrabbanan. So it could be some of the bit over here requires shnei pa'im shishim midai raisa, some of it requires shnei pa'im shishim midrabbanan.
Like the, whatever, let's say there's a kazayas of milk, and then the second is just that kazayas of milk, like that absorbed. I don't know, kazayas of basar or something. So it's the same kazayas of milk. Obviously, conceptually, they're separate, but it's the same actual, like, physical kazayas of milk, let's say.
Maybe.
That comprises both of them. So that maybe should make a difference or not. But it's potentially good.
Not sure. Okay. But let's just go weiter, okay? The impression you get from this Chamudei Daniel Ksav Yad, that's quoted in the Pizchi Tshuva Sif Katan Daled, is that, let's say, Lu Yitzuyer, I take that spoon, which went into the first pot that has shishim. And then I take the spoon and I stick it into the second pot that would have shishim also. So then, b'kahai gavna, I would not need shnei pa'amim shishim. The only reason the Chamud Daniel is saying I need shnei pa'amim shishim is because the second pot does not have shishim. Memela, the second pot became treif out the spoon when it went into it, and the tarfis goes back into the spoon. If the tarfis goes back into the spoon, so then, right, it will trafe up the original pot when you stick it in. But let's say in pot number two you have shishim, so in pot number two would not generate a need for shnei pa'amim shishim. Right? That's meduyak in the Chamudei Daniel. Now, the only reason it would not generate a need for shnei pa'amim shishim l'cha'ira is because of some sort of shumas hadeshan reasoning. Lu yitzuyer, if I'm into gra reasoning, I should not require shnei pa'amim shishim, even though you have. Again, if I hold like gra reasoning, excuse me, even though there would be shishim in the second pot, I should still require shnei pa'amim shishim. Because the second pot is lav davka min demina. Right? The gra inside the ches, ois chav, the gra is only saying that I make them when the piece of meat falls in the same pot twice. Because fundamentally it's a min demina. And since it's in the same pot, there's no need to go there. Min demino atu min b'she'eno mino. But over here, when it goes into a second pot, so then lav davka is that a min b'minoi. Lav davka is a min b'minoi. They have a tasty it is. And therefore you should require shnei pa'amim shishim, even if there's shishim in the second pot. So the impression that you get is that the Chamud Daniel is assuming along the lines of the Trumas Hadeshen, whereas the way we wanted to say the Pshat in the Shach, we don't hold of the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay. Again, this last Nakuda, I don't know if it's so essential. The main Nakuda I want to develop, though, is it's clear from the Shach that he does not hold of the Trumas Hadeshen's Svaris. Let's go back there. In the case in a case where the spoon, where let's say I don't have shishim, kenegdai. Let's say I don't have shishim kenegdo. I take my milchig spoon, I stick it into a fleshig pot, and I don't have shishim. So the mechaber writes, "Im ein shishim hakol aser b'hanoa afil hakadera." Milchig spoon into fleshig pot. Everything is ben yomai. So then, right, sifdal it will be when it's anal ben yomo. Sifgimo, everything is ben yomo. So the spoon becomes tray from the basar. The cholov makes the basar and the pot treif. The cholov makes the pot treif. Everything is treif. Pot is treif. Spoon is treif. Food is treif. Right? That's the mechaber. Now, what happens when the pot is treif? So the mechaber tells me that I'm allowed to use a treif pot for peiros, and I'm allowed to use a treif pot for tzonin. And you get the impression, says the Shachan Os Yud Beis, that I'm allowed to use it for tzonin, even if it is tzonin lach. And the Shach sends you to his discussion earlier in Sadi Aleph, where the Shach is makel on using a treif keli, even belach, if it is cleaned off beforehand. No? Nachon, against the Taz over there in Sadi Aleph, that's what the Shach writes in Sifkatin Yud Beis. But again, because the Shach is the smartest person ever, he says this whole thing in like half a sentence. No? Because he's super smart. Fine. Now, am I allowed to use this treif pot for cooking? So obviously not. Can I use a treif pot to cook water, and I'm going to use that water not for eating, but I'll use the water, let's say, to take a shower? So in the Taz, in Ais Dalid, the Taz says that the Sharidura permits using it for Mayim Lachuf by Harash, because push comes to shove, the shower that I take with the hot water doesn't benefit at all from the Bleus. Nonetheless, the Maharshal says that you can't use it for water, because anything that in theory you could eat or drink, you're not allowed to heat up in the treif pot. We only allow you to heat up shampoo in the treif pot, because shampoo you can't eat or drink. That's in the Taz Ois Dalad. You get the impression that the Taz holds like that Maharshal. And the Taz then says, Olishitasam, or another din that would extend. Do I have to not benefit from the Dimei HaKedera after May Ace La'ace? If you look in the tour, quotes a machlekes harishonim about once the pot is eino ben yomo, do I have to avoid benefiting from that pot? Meaning, do I have to deduct the value of the basar b'cholav from that pot when it is eino ben yomo? So the Taz is saying that if the pot is mutter to use for non-eating, so then effectively I'm allowed to benefit from the bleas in the pot, and therefore when the pot is eino ben yomo, I could benefit from it. That's not a problem. That's what would emerge from the Sharadura. But according to the Maharshal, that I'm not allowed to use the pot to heat water, even though I'm not benefiting from the bleas of basar b'cholav in the water. But once the bleas are going into that water, I'm going to use the water for shampoo. But nonetheless, if it's plain water, I can't use it. So also, you can't benefit from the bli as a basar b'cholav at all. And even after make ace la ace, says the Taz, you have to deduct the value of the bliyas of basar b'cholav. You have to be mashlech demei ha-kedera l'nahar, that the kedera itself, ki'ilu, becomes treif, and even after me'is lais, you have to throw it out. That's what the Taz says. Now, yesh la'ayin, if this tliya is correct, because...
I thought
that
was in the Beis Yosef.
What?
I thought that was in the Beis Yosef.
The Beis Yosef quotes it, but I don't think the Beis Yosef makes the same tliya about the shampooing, about the water for shampoo. I think that's what the Taz is adding. But yesh la'ayin, if this tliya is correct, because one could argue that even if I'm not allowed to use the pot to heat up water that I'll use in my shower, but that doesn't mean that the pot itself is usser. That might only mean that the bliyas in the pot is usser. And since the bliyas have no value, mehechatesi, you have to deduct the bliyas from the value of the pot or from the value of the sale of the pot. I'm not sure if the tliya and the taz is absolutely correct. But let's focus, though, on the end of the taz. The taz then quotes that when I throw the pot out, I have to throw the pot in the garbage. No? Or the water that's heated in the pot, I have to throw it in the garbage. I can't even give my dog the water. And I can't even give your dog the water. That's what the Taz says, no? It's usher even to kelev she'eno shalom. And the Pischa Tshuva and Oshei quotes that this might not be correct. Perhaps by Chometz B'Pesach, we aser to kelev she'eno shalom. The mice of the dog is not really benefiting from the basar b'cholov. But by Chometz Pesach, we assume that there's a special din of lo ye'achel, that I can't cause anyone to eat Chometz on Pesach. So that's why I can't give it to the dog. Because push comes to shove, the dog is digesting, is ingesting Chometz Pesach. But Mehecha Tesi, there would be a din that it's usur to give a dog basar b'cholav in an oifen that the dog isn't benefiting from it at all, because the dog would have plain water. What difference does to the dog? What difference does it make to the dog if it's water with flavor of basar b'cholav? Right? What difference do I don't benefit anything because it's your dog? So the Pischa Tshuva quotes that many disagree with this Taz. If I have a pot that's basar b'cholav, so is the pot usser, or are the bliyas in the pot usser? The pashtus in the Lashon HaMechaber is the kedera is usser b'hanah. Says the base mayor over here, le'eze inyan is the kedera usser b'hanah. And he quotes that the Magen Avraham says, that the kedera is also b'hanah, that you can't sell the kedera to a guy, because the guy is going to get benefit from the basar b'cholav. But that's a problem. Why would that be usur, says the base mayor? I understand by Chometz with Pesach it's usur, because it's the din of lo ye'achel, that you can't cause anyone to eat chametz. But by basar b'cholav, mehecha tesi, it should be usur. There's no din that I can't cause anyone to eat basar b'cholav. Maybe it's usur because I'm selling basar b'cholav. Terence says, I'm not selling basar b'cholav. I'm selling a pot. No one adds any value to the pot. No one adds anything to the price of a pot because his bli is in basar b'cholav. And that's why the Chsam Sofer in the Pischa Tshuva, Sif Katan Vav, the Chsam Sofer says, of course you're allowed to sell the pot to a guy. L'cha Ora, this issue really depends on those two opinions in that Taz, Sif Katan Dalet. Does the pot really become usur or not? Right? The Shavid Dura assumes that the pot does not become usur. And therefore, if I heat water in the pot for shampoo, heat water in the pot to use for a shower, it's going to be fine. But according to the Maharshal, the pot becomes usur. And we only allow, right, if the pot becomes usur, so then maybe you're not allowed to sell the pot.
Right? Again, this is the way the Taz made the Tzvi and Sifkat and Dalid. What we're adding is that Rabbi Tolli in the Machlokes in the Chassam Sofer and the rest of Judaism that's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkatin Vav.
The other Nakuda to discuss briefly is the famous Shach in Sifkatin Yud. We already spoke about this Shach when we gave a shiur about Basar Bichol of Mitabayis or Basar Bichol of Mitavuv. No? Is Basar Bichol of a din that Kol's Ma, Basar and Cholav interact? It's Asra. Ki'ilu, like, you know, in the Halya Shatnez that everyone's discussing now, that Kol's Ma, you have wool and linen interacting, it's Asra. But if you pull out the wool and linen, it's going to be Mutter. Alternatively, in the Basar B'cholav situation, once one of them becomes Pogam, it's no longer Basar B'cholav. But maybe, no. Basar B'cholav is that once it became Basar B'cholav, it's always Basar B'cholav. Right? We spoke about it as Basar B'cholav, Basar V'cholav. And that's a machlokes between the Shach and the Bach over here in Sifkatin Yod. No? The Shach says that we reset the 24-hour clock. We reset the 24-hour clock from the techiva. So if I have a mochik spoon that I put in the fleisha gepat, everything gets reset from the time when I stick it in the pot. If it became mochik at 1 p.m., I stick it in the fleisha gepat at 4 p.m., it's not going to be eno ben yoimai until 4 p.m. l'machar. That's the shach. But the shach was the bach. That no, it's going to be Eino Ben Yomo from the time that the Cholav becomes Eino Ben Yomo, which would be from 1 p.m. L'machar, not from 4 p.m. L'machar. And the Shach says harsh things about the Bach. He says, Pashut de Ta'asil. No? It's obvious that the Bach is making a mistake. Comes along. Comes along the Chavastas and Sivkat and Vav. And the Chavastas says, not only is it not Pasha that the Bach is making a mistake, but the Bach is correct. Because, says the Chavastas, once you have Trumas Hadesh and Svara of Makushar, and it's not going to become Basa B'cholov when you pull it out of the pot, because then it is a cliche, ni? So therefore the spoon never became basar b'cholav, and therefore it's only a mixture of basar and cholav in the same spoon. And once one of them becomes eino ben yomo, it's going to be mutter, it's not going to be basar b'cholav. In other words, the svara that Ben Keen said about when you stick that spoon into the pariv dish afterwards, so basar and cholav comes out. But 1 second, it's not basar and cholav that's coming out, because it's after 24 hours of the cholav, so it's basar and cholav pogam that comes out. It's not going to be a problem. And that's true only according to the Bach. According to the Shach, it becomes, we restart the clock from the triva into the basar. But says the Chavastas, this can't be correct, because Trumas Hadeshen says that it won't become Basar Dik, because it's Mekushar when it's in the pot. You pull it out, it's a cliche, and it doesn't become Basar. So the Chavasas and Sifkat and Vav, Paskins like the Bach, based on the Sar of Mekushar. However, Kefi Masha Hezbarnu, that the Shach does not hold of the Trumas Hadeshen and Mekushar at all, so therefore everything is Kaftor Vaferach. No? Because the entire raya that the Chavis Das has, that I do not hold the Shach, is from the Trumas Hadeshen. And how do we say it? One man's reductio ad absurdum is someone else's Enel Hanani. Right? That's exactly what's going on here. Right? Right? The Chavis Das is saying, how could become Basar B'cholav, Mikushar, Klisheni, Trumas Hadeshen? Teretz is unzer shach er haut nicht von Trumas Hadeshen. Oh. Right? So I have three shachs l'shitasam. I probably should have said this earlier in this year. Right? Shat vav tes en yud. Or on the sheet hasam. Wow. This, ladies and gentlemen, is Torah. Okay, guys, have a good day. Not Judaism, but we're actually moving to Torah. So higher madriga than Judaism.